So we said for 1 week, let's go every day. We play a different sport. Let's play tennis. Let's play paddle. Here in Dubai, paddle is huge. It's like what pickleball is in the US. So then we Googled, we sit down and we go, hey, where's pickleball? And then it was zero. They would say, what? Dubai has no pickleball? So we said, hey, we got to do something about it. Sometime in the summer when our events business is kind of slow, let's spend 3 months in the summer, go to Dubai and open up our business and get some of that excitement that exists in the US about pickleball and bring it to Dubai. We currently have 4 indoor courts, but viewer told me we have 750 active members on those small 4 courts that we have that play kind of on a regular basis. I said, you have been crazy. I don't know a lot of things, but one thing I do know pretty good, I think, is that's creating a community. And that's the most important.
Gentlemen, welcome.
Yes. Great to be on the show, man. The famous Rob Nunnery show.
We've been trying to make this happen for a minute.
Yes.
And now it's happening.
Guys, get in here.
Yeah.
Can you get in here? What's up, guys? How's it going?
Let's go back to, so we met quite a while ago. This was my early pickleball days. Must have been recent, like relatively early for you guys as well. And what jogged my memory was you guys telling me about an events business you guys have with pub crawls, bar crawls in different spots. And this must have been, man, this must have been 4 years ago at least.
Yeah.
And I guess curious on how your entry into pickleball came to be about. And, you know, we'll bring everybody up to the timeline of how I recently saw you guys in Dubai. But let's go back about 5 years and what, how'd you guys find pickleball and what were you doing before and what led to now?
To now, yeah. Okay, well, that's try to keep the story short, but it's a little bit of a story. But yeah, definitely my background is all tennis, you know, university player, you know, Division I, worked at IMG Academies as one of the head coaches, traveling coaches for plenty of years, was director of tennis and at the Ritz-Carlton Grand Cayman. So everything was tennis on my side. And I think we were living, and my two brothers and I were living in Tampa, downtown Tampa, probably like maybe seven, eight years ago. And somebody asked me, hey, Thomas, I need a fourth to play this game called pickleball. Pickleball? No. Isn't it for old people? No, I'm not playing this. But okay, I was a good friend, so I played. And in the beginning, didn't really like it as much. But then Andreas joined as well. And like I said, you know, we fell in love with it, started playing a few tournaments. And really, that's how the pickleball thing got going. And then with Corona happening in 2020, you know, then we had more time on our hands because unfortunately our events business was not working. We weren't allowed to host anything. So we played lots and lots and lots of pickleball. So that's how we fell in love with pickleball.
Yeah, because that's kind of the only thing they offered, you know, the only thing you could do they had during COVID was like, okay, you can space out. You're not touching anyone. And so, yeah, hey, let's go play some pickleball. You know,
do you have a story on just how you met Rob, by the way?
Yeah, you know, that's when I met you. I think it was towards the end of 2020, beginning 2021. I think it's
Sounds
when
right.
now the Dominic, he had his money ball in Inglewood in Florida.
Yeah.
Entered the first, that was the first tournament I ever entered and stuff. And that's when you played in that money ball. And that's when I got to meet you and the other Rob. I think he played with you as well. It was good times. So
good Jeff Hirsch story there.
Yeah, good Jeff Hirsch story. You know, world famous pickleball guy. You know, he's for some reason, a lot of people know about him. So that's, you know, at least, you know, he should use that as kind of the bad boy of pickleball somehow. You know,
embrace it.
Yeah.
Just knocking glasses off people.
Yeah,
it was. Yeah, so, classic stuff.
So I guess I'll continue the story with how are we now? Obviously, we are now here, little downtown Dubai. You know, for the last year or so, I've been here full time. But the story with that was Andreas and I from Germany. We're big football fans or soccer fans. So we went to the last 3 World Cups. We went to Brazil, went to Russia, and then went to Qatar. So I've never been to Dubai before. And so it was December 22. We had some tickets to go watch the Germany game. watched a few games. Unfortunately, didn't qualify for the next round, so we had one extra week to spend. We said, we're not staying in Doha. You know, our team is out. Let's go to Dubai, first time. So we said, for 1 week, let's go. Every day we play a different sport. Let's play tennis. Let's play paddle. Here in Dubai, paddle is huge. It's like what pickleball is in the U.S. Play paddle first time, play ping pong, badminton, billiards, anything with sports we love, right? So then we Googled, we sit down, we go, hey, where's pickleball? And then it was zero. They say, what? Dubai has no pickleball? So we said, hey, we got to do something about it. So went back to the U.S. You know, we had our big Gasparilla brunch in Barclay coming up in January there in 23. And then we said, after all this is done, sometime in the summer when our events business is kind of slow, let's spend 3 months in the summer, go to Dubai and open up our business and get some of that excitement that exists in the U.S. about pickleball and bring it to Dubai. You know, Dubai is where all there's a lot of money, a lot of opportunity, a lot of people are moving here. It's perfectly situated right there. So it's a hub, a huge hub for the airport. So everybody's traveling through Dubai and staying here for like a long weekend as well. So yeah, long story short, we did make that happen in the summer of 23 and then created more of a pickleball community at a few courts that we played. And once we had about 8 or 10 players, there was two guys that we had a liking to. They enjoyed our energy and our passion. I said, hey, let's make this happen and let's get a company going and invest. And now since October of 24, we have our first indoor pickleball center with 4 beautiful indoor courts called Pickle Turf Pickleball Club here in Dubai.
Yeah. And that's where I came for the tournament, and just a really cool space. It's got obviously a bunch of paddle courts, but then you guys have, 4 really nice pickleball courts with a lot of space, a lot of room, which usually is something that most facilities overlook, even brand new ones here in the States. Right. It's usually pretty tight because they're just trying to squeeze in as many courts as possible.
True.
But I thought the space is awesome. And especially, I think you guys are really well positioned because Dubai is still, like you mentioned, very paddle heavy. And that's going to change. I mean, it just will. With how fun pickleball is, how accessible it is, how much easier it is to get courts up and running versus paddle. So really cool.
The paddle thing was one of the reasons why we partnered up. You know, our facility is inside just paddle. So you have the paddle courts because we wanted some organic people to walk through the door. I think if we would open up a center by itself and then trying to get people to come to play pickleball, because a lot of people don't know what pickleball is, right? Here still.
Yeah.
This is great because people can hear it. You know, it's kind of, they come in, they're like, hey, they're always watching, they're always looking. So, yeah, it helps a lot to partner up with a Padel facility first for the first one that's open. So. Yeah.
How's the relationship with, you know, obviously with tennis? We all came from tennis.
Yeah.
You know, you have pickleball in the U.S., pickleball, tennis, there's a little bit of tension, right? Like we're taking their courts, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
It feels like, so pickleball and paddle are both kind of like the tennis outcasts in a sense, the tennis bad boys, if you will.
Yes.
What's the relationship with paddle and pickleball right now?
No, I mean, there's here tennis, unfortunately, I mean, obviously I still love tennis. And I always, the one thing I want to mention, I guess, was a lot of my friends who are still coaches, tennis coaches, and they said, what's wrong? Why are you playing pickleball? I said, I enjoy sports. I enjoy racket sports, paddle sports, racket sports.
Yeah.
I play paddle just as much as I like to play pickleball and tennis. You know, can I like all three? You know,
so
that's my thing. But I lost my train of thought here. What were you saying? For basically, since tennis is not as prevalent here in Dubai, there's not a lot of indoor courts. And obviously 6 months or 5 months out of the year, you have to play indoors, at least because it's too hot. So I would say paddle is kind of the thing. Everybody, there's about, we did a little research before we opened up, there's about 100 paddle courts. There's about 350 to 400 paddle courts here in Dubai. Just to give you an idea.
100 paddle clubs.
So 100
paddle clubs.
Exactly. They have about 350.
That's a lot of courts.
That's a lot of courts, exactly. Currently, let you know, for pickleball, I would say with indoors and outdoors, I would say we probably have about, give or take, about 20 courts right now here in Dubai. So I was actually on the radio show a couple of weeks ago, and they were asking me about, what do you think about two, three years from now, that how pickleball is going to be in Dubai? And I said, mark my words, I said, there's going to be more pickleball courts than paddle courts in 3 years, which I think it can be, because it's that here also keep in mind, in Dubai, there's 30% of the population are Indian. And as you know, I mean, India is blowing up. There's more people playing pickleball in India right now than in the U.S. already, it's because they have 1.5 billion people live there. So obviously bigger population than the U.S. So that's also one of our reasons. I think the tournament was really successful, you know, that you were part of. We had about 350 players. I think we, at the end, we had about 27 countries participating on our 11 courts. I mean, 4 courts and the other temporary ones. So that's why there's a lot of people playing pickleball here now, because they come from India and they heard about pickleball. So obviously that's for us very, very exciting. And that's also the opportunity. That's why we're opening up our next indoor facility inside the Noob Sports World, a huge indoor facility, sporting facility here in Dubai, a little bit more in the center of town. In the next couple of weeks, let's say July 1st at the latest.
Nice. How many courts will that have?
Well, currently we only have two, but I said I will only do this with a partnership with them if they promise that we have opportunity to add more courts. And next to those two pickleball courts are 8 badminton courts. And I know we're going to do very well with those two courts because it's perfectly situated. That I think within the next 6 months we'll add at least 2 or 4 more courts to that, you know. So we'll probably have about 6 courts there. Plus also at Mina Rashid, the location that you played the tournament at, we currently have 4 indoor courts, but also we have an opportunity to add 2 or 3 more courts in there, inside there as well. So
would that be taking away a paddle court, or would that be okay?
Yeah, at least one court, maybe 2 there, because their paddle up there is not as popular right now, so we're hoping if we can get somewhat of a good deal, that we'd love to add some more pickleball courts, because we currently have over 750 members already. Our Saturdays, Sundays are packed. Our Monday to Friday, 6 to 11 p.m. are packed. The only thing that we still need to work on is Monday to Friday from 8 in the morning to 6 p.m. We need to
It's everybody's, challenge. It's the weekday workday, but it's possible for sure.
It's true, but a lot of ladies are starting to come out, which is great. That's how I also keep. Yep. I'm not sure if you told me that, but somebody who I told was Paul from Silco. I think he was saying one of the reasons why pickleball is also so popular, besides being easy to learn and it's a community sport, it's very easy for many women to play. At the same, mixed doubles. Yep. So, and currently, I would say it's about 80-20 at our club, 80% men, 20% women, but we're getting more and more. So by giving a few more months, we'll have definitely a nice Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday morning program for the ladies. And then also we're starting our junior academy from like 3 to 6 p.m. so we can fill those spots as well.
Very cool. I love hearing that there's a junior academy coming, because I think that's, even in the States, that's been lagging in terms of, you come from like the IMG world where they're, junior tennis is king, where, kids move there for this, they have boarding. And like for pickle, there's obviously, if you go to an IMG, the path ideally for those players is to play pro. But if they don't, they always have the route of playing Division I tennis and getting their scholarship.
Yeah.
So there's multiple paths with the junior academy model. I think one of the things that's been slow with pickleball on the junior side is just the fact that there's not a Division I like varsity sport for college right now. I think that might change.
Oh, it will. I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, but there is a real path for going pro, and we'll see how kind of the pro game evolves in the next couple of years after these kind of big contracts wind down and stuff like that. But pickleball is not going anywhere. There's going to be a path for people, especially juniors, to learn the game, get good at it.
Yeah.
And if they want to, they can have a career in pickleball, whether it's opening facilities, whether it's coaching, whether it's playing. So, I mean, I love the fact that you're doing junior stuff, because that's still lacking here in the States.
Really?
I think the problem with the junior thing is because the tennis world hasn't accepted pickleball. You know what I mean? If they accept pickleball as like, hey, this is kind of helps you become a tennis player and actually will grow the tennis market, back up. You know, I mean, I think you did research on this, right? I think, tennis was going way down. And since padel and pickleball and all that stuff has gone, came into thing, tennis has picked up again a little bit.
100%.
And stuff, because you're getting the basics down. What do we do when we play tennis first? The coolest thing as a kid when we were playing tennis was mini tennis. As soon as we shot the court, that was the best thing to play, right?
Back in Hamburg.
So
that's right.
You could use, like I said, when I was a kid, man, I would love to play pickleball. That doesn't mean I'm going to hate tennis. It just means, I'm learning some other stuff. And the school should pick it up, in middle school, you can have recreation. Yeah. Then in high school, they should definitely have teams, because it would attract the non-athletes as well. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And stuff like that. And I think that's also awesome, So,
I agree. I think especially like you just look at like the really young kids, call it the 5-year-olds out there with, you have smaller rackets, but the racket's still too big for them. But pickleball is perfect for like that age group, especially because then you're getting like the hand-eye stuff dialed in, you're getting, strokes, like, and you're not, you should, like, honestly, that's probably the perfect entry for tennis. If I have a 4-year-old, 5-year-old that wants to play that I want to play tennis eventually, yeah, right, and they like it, pickleball is a perfect way to get started. Well, with it.
Thomas has always said it, you know, like, you know, you grew up coaching also junior kids and all that stuff, and he always said the best thing, he always explains to people, he's like, hey, kids, when they want to play, you do a little rally, right? You do a little here, hit the ball, and then like, hey, when are we playing real tennis?
Yeah. Hey, coach, let's play real tennis.
Yeah.
6-year-old, okay, yeah, play real tennis, one ball goes there, then so they can't play, they can't keep the ball in play. But you do the same thing with pickleball with the same set of players. All of a sudden, we explain the basic rules, and boom, they off they go. So they're
going to have a rally.
I mean, you know that. I mean, everybody who plays pickleball knows that it's so easy for them. Like the other day, for example, give you a story. We had 60 people from Adidas that came out from headquarters here.
Cool.
None of them knew anything about pickleball. So, yeah, the first 20, 30 minutes were a little bit chaos, like organized chaos, because they're like, oh, scoring, but I can't step in. I can't wait. My headache is exploding. Too many rules. What about the scoring? Why do I get a point if I don't serve? Whatever. All these questions, right? But within like 20, 30 minutes, I was standing there with my staff, and these courts are going, and they're having a great time, and they're playing. Yeah. And that's it. You cannot do that, you know, in tennis. You cannot do that. You would have to be there, teach them to feed them balls all day long, you know? And
yeah.
So same for paddle, same for any other sports. So pickleball is here to stay. It's going to explode.
Hey, have you heard of the new Play More app?
No. What is it?
Basically, the Play More app is like a stress-free scheduling app for pickleballers. So I don't know, we've struggled a lot in group text trying to organize play. You'll set it up and somebody will just like the text. And I'm like, does that actually mean you're coming or not?
Yeah, and it's like, you never know how many people you have, like what rating they are. It's kind of annoying.
It can kind of just be a nightmare to try to organize groups, because group texts are just not fun. So basically, the Play More app lets you send out invitations. You get an RSVP list. If somebody doesn't show, there's a wait list that will actually like put somebody right into.
No way.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Dang, that's awesome. What's it called?
It's called the Play More app. So you should download it at the App Store, or you can go to getplaymore.com if you want to look at it online.
When I see, even at like local parks in the States, I see a couple, man, woman out there, like trying to do an activity for a Sunday afternoon together. Yeah. And they're beginners. They're just literally walking the whole time to chase balls down. The court's so big. The ball's so bouncy. There's no way that's fun. But they could come out and have a rally in pickleball immediately, keep it going together, and actually get some exercise and have fun with it. So it just hurts my heart when I see two beginners play tennis. And cool that they're doing an activity, but it's not that fun.
It's not
unless you're getting a lesson.
It's like picking up balls, you know? And
yeah,
that's it.
Exactly. Yeah. It's the worst part of tennis.
Exactly, yeah.
And then that's what they're learning over here, because we see it a lot over here. You have to understand, they play padel instead of tennis, and they still can't get rallies together. Because now it's even a little worse, because you got balls flying off walls and all kinds of stuff. And we said, well, once these guys figure out that pickleball, you can actually go rally and have some more fun, which they are. To be honest, when we look at our numbers, we never would have thought we would be here this fast, this quickly and stuff. So the tournament, you coming over and stuff, all that stuff helps tremendously. But it's just amazing how quickly it's growing, and it's just wildfire and stuff like that. And the cool thing is, we were starting in Dubai with the GCC market. You know, you got Qatar, you got Saudi Arabia and all that stuff. They all wait for Dubai, what they start first. Dubai will always be the test.
The leader.
And right now, before we talk to a bunch of people from Saudi Arabia, from Qatar, from Oman, and they said, hey, okay, let's go. Let's get this going, and it's gonna spread really quickly.
In the other spots in the Middle East, how is pickleball doing? Call it Abu Dhabi, call it Qatar. What's kind of the landscape there?
Yeah. So right now, basically, they have maybe one or two clubs, you know, with 3 or 4 courts, and a lot of them play like on badminton courts and put the nets up or down. You know, basic stuff, which I don't really love it that way. You know, I have the cheap paddles and stuff. But the cool thing is, I have started a GCC, which for the 6 countries that I included, GCC.
What's GCC stand for?
It's General Council Countries. I don't know. So it's just for the 6 countries, which is UAE, Oman, Kuwait, Qatar, and Saudi. So basically, I've started that WhatsApp group with any mover and shaker in any one of those countries. And there's about two or three guys that kind of have a little bit of passion, kind of what we have here. We always kind of message each other. They have some ideas. I have some ideas. And we're starting our first annual GCC Pickleball Festival here in Dubai, hopefully somewhere in October or September, where we get some of the people to come in. And fly maybe 10 to 20 people per country and have about maybe 50 to 100 people and start building that, you know. So because we had the Kuwait team came, the Oman ladies team from pickleball, with pickleball, they came to us. We played it for 3-4 days, all pickleball, because they don't have all the facilities in these countries yet. So that's why they're coming with us. And it's very exciting. So it's, like very I said, cool. I've been, you know, since we've been open since November of last year. If you were told me we have 750 active members on those small four courts that we have that play kind of on a regular basis, I said, you would have been crazy. No, I mean, I like to think one thing I know, I don't know a lot of things, but one thing I do know pretty good, I think, is that's creating a community. And that's the most important. You know, people just everything. Think you have to build it. You just build your courts and they will come. No. Here you build it. Then you have to educate them. Then you work your butt off and you work your more butt off and you do events and all this stuff. Eventually, they're going to enjoy it. And I could see, last thing I'll say is about this is just about last week, there was a group of 30 players that we have in the advanced and the media group. And all of them are strangers about a few months ago.
Yeah.
Now they said, Thomas, hey, we're done on a Saturday afternoon. They were done with the session. Come join us for a beer and some chicken wings over across the street. I said, sorry, I can't make it. But, you know, they were all strangers and now they're becoming friends and they're going having beers and watching maybe a soccer game or a football game together, you know, so it's good.
It's one of the most powerful things about pickleball, I think, is I mean, you see it, you used to see it, you still do at some levels, but with tennis in the States, it, like you mentioned with padel, it's a very social, especially amongst the women. Once they realize that is what pickleball is to the core,
it is
social, it is fun, you can drink mimosas while you play, or you can take it seriously. It's got everything for everybody.
But you know what we saw after you left on the tournament and stuff like that, you know what really helped was people seeing you guys play and seeing the level that this sport can actually be.
You can
show them and other stuff, and if you once they saw guys like you play, Sarah from Australia and all these pros play, and they saw the rallies you guys put on, they said you should have seen people after that, after the tournament, they are now, they're like, I gotta actually practice some more. Wow, that's a totally different level.
We gotta thank you and some of the pros that came out there, because I think our level went up, like the lessons, how many lessons they request, because they want to do a lesson once a week. Now they want to 3 times a week. Now they used to play once a month for social. Now they play 3 times a week social. So partly because they saw you and how, hey man, this is really possible. Like the people don't see that. That's why you saw me. I always put the pickleball on TV there, on that one big screen TV there.
Smart.
So people can see it, you know, because if you see it, then they're visual. They say, now I understand.
And there's still such a gap between seeing it on screen versus seeing it in person.
100%.
Like it's so much more fun to watch in person, because you actually see the pace, the precision, how fast it actually is, and it's hard to translate that on TV.
You feel like you know how to do it. You're like, hey, I can do that.
It's like me watching Roland Garros. I'm like, I can hit those forehands.
Three of them. That's it.
Yeah. And then I'm dying. But
So that's why I was really great for them to actually see a level.
Yeah.
Because I mean, Thomas, my level is not to that at all, and that's basically the best level they've seen over here till you guys came.
It was
totally another level. You know, the difference between hobby players and pro players. So
which
they finally got to see, and now it's exciting. Now it's fun. It's gonna grow. It's gonna grow.
I got a
question for you. So what do you think, like, having pickleball should be a university sport? I mean, what do you think is the hold up? Is because for me, just like I got a scholarship to play at university, you know, FAU and down in Boca or whatever years ago, people can go, why can't people have currently, I mean, and it's still a new sport, but I think, is that gonna happen maybe a couple of years down the road that you actually get a scholarship to play on the pickleball team?
I would almost guarantee it. I think it's definitely going to happen. It's going to, again, it's a new sport. And if you know anything about the NCAA, they don't move fast.
Okay.
And things take time. It's very, it's just, there's a lot of red tape. But There's an organization, NAIA, which is more of like an independent, but they usually will, like, for NIL, I don't know if you guys know much about NIL in the States, where tennis players can actually get paid in college now. And some are making 50K, 100K a year from the college. They pay them to come because they're that good. Like, it's, that's a real thing now in the States. But NAIA did that before NCAA did. So I would bet that NAIA has college scholarships available before the NCAA does. So that's, they're kind of the first movers, just because they can do things quicker. There's less red tape.
Yeah.
But I don't know how long, call it maybe three to 5 years. I would imagine there will be opportunities for junior players coming up to get scholarships, which is, I mean, that's the whole education, you know, getting a free education to play pickleball. Can you imagine?
Of course.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. But or even just on a college campus, you play pickleball. I mean, it is a great sport to watch at the university level. The people are going to have so much excitement for it. The same, like Andreas, I keep saying, like having pickleball at the Olympics, which sooner or later is going to happen, is one of these sports that people are going to love to watch. It's a perfect sport for Olympics, don't you think?
Yeah. No, I think so. It's very accessible. People can go do it themselves. And I think that will give it some credibility. I think there's a lot of, you know, a lot of the tennis guys, for example, it's like people don't want to watch on TV what somebody else can do at home.
Yeah,
I can't hit 140 mile per hour serve. So that does, you know, you are like, whoa. But at the same time, you know, these people can't do what the pros are doing at pickleball. It just looks like you can. So there's nothing like, you don't have that wow factor of a gigantic serve or something like that. You know what I mean? So I think it's going to take time a little bit. I think when people see the sport in person, like you guys mentioned, at a high level, that really is like kind of unlocks it. And you're like, oh, okay, what they're doing is not what I do. It's not the same.
Yeah, not even close.
Yeah. It's like the arm moment. It's like with the chin down to the ankles there. That's how I felt when I watched a paddle pro tournament here, you know, because I played paddle maybe 10 times, 15 times up until like a few months back. And I watched this pro paddle tournament that was here in Dubai, and like almost like a master's tournament in the paddle pro circuit. The way they play is amazing. I was like, wow. I thought I'm going to be there for an hour. And I said, no, I'm going to be here there for an entire day. And like I said, I have no qualms about it. I love paddle, pickleball, tennis, all that stuff. It's amazing what they can do in paddle.
I will say I was pretty impressed, even with the facility at Pickle Turf, that far court, that far paddle court that has kind of the seating.
Right.
Like we are missing that in pickleball, where they have like real, especially indoor type venues where viewership is like really cool and you have like nice stands. Like that's still a gap too. So if you guys can build something like that in Dubai,
I'm glad you brought have it up. Like, in the works.
Honestly, if you have like a little stadium court with real seats, that would just, it would also look so good on camera. Like that would be a big differentiator, honestly.
Well, hopefully it wasn't the last time that you're in Dubai. So I think each time you come over here, every 6 months, whenever you can, every year, you'll see big improvements. So because our goal, like I said, Andreas and I, we didn't come over here to run a four court indoor pickleball set. You know, we have a pretty decent events company in the US. Which is fine, but we said this is our passion project. Especially I'm here full time. Andreas kind of comes back and forth. You know, we have more like idea. I would love to have eventually. We would love to have 6 months, 12 months down, 12 months down the road. We probably have about four or five clubs facilities indoors mostly, maybe with a few outdoor courts as well. Because obviously in Dubai you can only play outdoors for about 7 months a year or 8 months. But also we want to have one flagship with 14, 18 courts. A stadium court, you know, maybe a little bar, restaurant, coffee shop, something like that. So
sounds amazing.
It's
speaking
in the
my
works.
Language.
It's not coming now, but not right now. But it's first we got to build the audience more, and once the Emiratis catch on and Sheikh Zayed and stuff, these guys know. Hey, pickleball.
They like to go big. They like to go big. Once it's there,
you can't be like, hey, we want to build something. And we've also talked already about having the first all floating courts facility in Dubai, right? Where all the courts are on the water, right?
Hey.
So you always have to think big, and they sign up on big things. if you come with something small.
The first, the only, the biggest.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Just put that in front of it and they're all in.
Yeah.
No, but first we have to get more of them on the court. But like I said, this is just getting started. And I'm more, Andreas knows me, I'm more realistic or borderline negative in some things sometimes. So it's not going to work. But I'm telling you, this is here, is it's about to explode here in Dubai. And we are just ahead of the curve. And we love to, I don't need to run all the courts. So if anybody else wants to come join, hey, the more courts, the merrier. There's, what, 3.5 million people in Dubai and more people are coming. So it is going to be a huge pickleball hub here in the Middle East, you know.
Exciting stuff. And Thomas, we talked about this when I was out there, but just to kind of wrap things up here and close out, I know with everything you're doing out there, more courts, there's more to manage. I know you are also looking for somebody that loves pickleball, is young, energetic, great personality, wants to really be a part of what's happening in Dubai in terms of the growth of the sport.
Yes.
It's a huge opportunity. It's you know, it could turn into probably whatever they want it to turn into.
100%. Yes.
But tell us more about that just to wrap it up and we'll see if we get any bites out there.
Yeah. Oh, fantastic. Yeah, that's great. I totally forgot about that. No, 100%. So yeah, we just, like I said, earlier in the show, we opened up our second facility here on the 1st of July. There's two or three more in the works and I need, you know, I have club managers that we can hire, but I need somebody, the right-hand guy kind of, you know, it's a little bit of, but somebody that's still good on the court, knows how to play pickleball. I can teach a little bit, but I need someone with a personality here, you know, a very big personality, that young guy. And like you said, energetic, has a big opportunity, almost create, think about like a startup, you know, like you're not working at a bank. They've been doing this for 50 years. So it's 9 to 5 and you clock out, you know, done. No. You can do anything and everything right now. We need to help in anything from social media to meetings to a building to, you know, just business development. You know, so it's a huge opportunity. I could have this back there if I'm 25 or 28 or even 30. Yep. There's a perfect opportunity for whoever is interested in coming to Dubai. So,
and a great opportunity to honestly learn from you guys and have mentors that have built businesses. So if you're an entrepreneurial type that wants to create something.
Yeah.
Perfect opportunity.
Let me one more little plug I want to mention also, because so obviously we have PickleTurf, Pickleball Club is kind of my brother, you know, a couple of our partners is one area, but also a few months back we partnered with Global Sports, which obviously you know as well. So they were they partnered with us, and also we partnered with Sania Mirza, the ex-tennis player, Indian. She lives here in Dubai. She's the official Dubai sports ambassador and she loves playing pickleball. She's on the court probably like twice a week now and she's really good at it. And stuff. So those are three partnerships that we have. And with that, I think we're just going to build big and better things, you know, because Global Sports, obviously a huge management, pickleball management for a company out of India. They're exploding. Yep. I believe their partnership with MLP, PPA, that kind of stuff.
APP, yep.
So we're bringing, with their help, also we're bringing more tournaments, just like the Pickleball Open that we had, what was it, in May? Or April.
Next one is October.
Next one is October. Some more of like a World Cup thing, you know, some we're working, it's in the works. There's about 3 to 4 main international tournaments we want to host there. So that's obviously with the help of Global Sports and then with Sanya also having the connection and being a real ambassador for pickleball, I think it's a good combination.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. Yeah, Global Sports, I've done a ton with them. They first brought me to India in 2023 and I love what they're doing in terms of growing the sport and building the sport. And I don't think they could be a better partner for you guys. So I appreciate you guys, Thomas, Andreas, great to see your faces and I'll have to get back out to Dubai soon, but thank you guys for joining.
Anytime, Rob, you're always invited. Have a good one. See ya.
Thank you guys. You.